Hi. Hi, everyone. It's Carly from Daytime After Dark. It's December 23rd, officially 2 days before Christmas, officially, two days before everyone goes crazy, opening presents and doing all the family stuff and doing any last-minute Christmas shopping or anything. Okay, the number to call in is 1-347-850-8721. And, you know, we are talking about a lot of things tonight. We are going to be talking about days. We are going to be talking about the eighth. And Young and the Restless, and a lot of soaps out there right now are really good, and some need like a kick in the butt because it's crazy what they are doing on all the soaps, on all the good soaps. You know, okay, maybe it's not a good soap for a lot of people because people want to boycott it and whatever, but me, here's my personal opinion. I cannot boycott soaps at all, you know, because if I do, it would be really, really bad if I do, because, you know what, I just can't boycott the Zeno Hospital, especially Zeno Hospital. I'm having, a really hard time, boycotting it because it's wrong. It's wrong what they are doing. It's wrong how everyone is being perceived. It's wrong for a lot of things. It's wrong that, I have a first call. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Terry. This is Terry.
Yay! Yay, no, I'm sorry, but you have become one of my favorite callers because you actually agree with all my craziness, how I, you know, foresee Zeno Hospital being.
Yes,
and,
I do. And, you know, I have to admit, today I tuned in to General Hospital knowing that Sam and Jason weren't on, even though she was on with Alexis and stuff like that. I really was tuning in for Scrubs and stuff like that.
I mean, I'm 2 weeks behind because I feel better if I'm I can watch 14 episodes all at once, and you know, this, then I'm really happy about that. But you know, the thing with, you know, I'm having a lot of trouble with by now is they are writing everyone so out of character. And is this not all couple that they are writing out of character? They are writing Matt. I know a lot of people don't like Maxie. I'm sorry, but I actually like her. But I think they are writing Maxie, Spinelli, Jason, Elizabeth, all of them horribly written. I mean, they are so horribly written right now. What did you think
You're
on that?
You're telling me. I can't stand. I know they are. I can't stand this. I'm still watching old clips of Liz and Jason back in 06 after they had their night of passion. And I'm thinking, what happened? Where is this writing at? This is who they are. What we're seeing now is robots or something, you know?
I agree. I totally
I feel like I want to just throw up, you know?
Well, I do that every time I think that I was the idiot that voted for Kelly Monaco doing the whole Dancing in the Stars thing. So I have my guilt over that. So, I mean, talking about making yourself want to throw up, you know what? I'm so sick of people saying that we are bashing Kelly Monaco. No, people, we are not bashing who. We are just saying that the character of Sam needs to go bye-bye or needs to, you know, find some other con artist way of being on the show, except not tied to Jason. You know, I was okay when she first came to town and she was, you know, with Jax and then she was with Sunny. I was okay with the Sunny-Sam thing because that left Jason alone. But now I'm not okay with this because, you know, I don't know, in my little crazy mind, how can you go for saying, I want you to die if you ever come, you know, Jake and Elizabeth and Cameron too. I want to love you. Let's just bang. I mean, just, you know, and I know Jason not having sex with her. I mean, is this sex? It's not like he's making love to, like he made love to Liz. I don't know if anyone agrees with me.
I do. I agree with you completely. I mean, he's a different person when he was. You can tell he loves her so much. And why are they not even putting him together as friends? I mean, come on. They were friends way before they were lovers.
Okay, yeah, and this is my other bits of the night, too. You know what? Brian Fawn brought Gusa, come to this show and tell me why you cannot even have all couples together. But when someone breaks up on Young and the Restless, they are in the same scene the next day. How come you want to do this with Jason and Elizabeth? The only reason you want to do it because they have eye sex whenever they even look at each other. And people cannot even comprehend that. I mean, they, even when they were this friend, they had chemistry. So, that's why, yeah.
I know, I mean, why can't they just put them together in the scene just for, you know, they can't put them together right now as lovers. Maybe they could just still be friends, and then eventually they'll see that there's so much chemistry that they'll like, oh yeah, what, you know, we need to put them back together or something like that, you know. And I don't know, I mean, this is bull crap.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say I'm not starting a fight with anyone on another show or whatever, but how dare you say that Jason and Liz never brought in the ratings high. Okay, how dare anyone say that? Because A, I have everything to back up. Jason and Liz did bring in the rating. And number two, Liz and Jason won for the drama writing. They got their writing award because it was Elizabeth and Jason suiting. And, I mean, not suiting, engagement and Michael's suiting. But they got the Emmy, too, also for, you know, the engagement. Okay, people, I never heard of Date Sam ever gain the ratings for anything. Ever. I mean, their ratings are so down and bring someone like James Franco and do not do crap to the ratings.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, it's kind of pathetic that I had to ask my older brother who James Franco is when this all went down, because I'm still having a hard time with all this. I mean, we are into a year of their breaking up, and they have not had any moments. And, you know, for me, you know, I keep praying every night that, like, the Dante story is going to help us because, you know, once Sunny finds out that Dante is his and he was kept from his son by Olivia, okay. We all knew what happened with Sunny and Carly when Carly kept the secret about Christina from, you know, not telling Sunny that Alexis, you know, little girl was Sunny. son is going to be really ticked off that he did not know anything about his son. And then I feel like he should go to Jason and say, how does it feel? Okay, I gave you the worst advice, not fighting for you, kid. He gave up fighting for his kid, and the old Jason would never do that. The old Jason would never give up.
I know. When I read somewhere that they were thinking of changing the fraternity, like a spoiler, I don't know if it's a rumor.
How long ago did you read this?
I think I read it a few days ago or something like that. I don't know.
No, maybe. You know what? They have been saying this for years. They are going to change Zeke's fraternity. But no, they aren't, because number one, it's too far gone to. Zeke looks more like Jason than Lucky ever did. And, you know, Lucky doesn't even have the right equipment to have a kid. I mean, oh, God, I know. I'm going to get some bad emails for that, but I don't care at this point because I really don't care about Lucky, to be honest. I think Lucky is a wimp. Lucky is one of those guys that wants to be blinded by everything. And, you know, I mean, I'm not condoning what Elizabeth did to Lucky by sleeping with Nick, but if I have a guy bully enough like Lucky, it will make me want to sleep with his brother.
Yeah.
I'm sorry the people in this album. I've been nice long enough and it has not got me anywhere about these characters. I'm sorry, but them bringing back Varnus and Jackson, I don't know, did nothing for me. Did not a thing for me.
Has not done a thing for me either. He should have just stayed doing whatever he was doing in real life, you know, and stuff like that.
Because, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, they lied about, Greg Vaughn, you know, when they fired him, they lied all about it. And for me, as a fan, it's like, okay, Greg is lucky, it was okay, it was doable. But now with Zayde coming back, he looks too much younger than Lulu and way too young to play Nick's brother. And so it's just like, okay, they really screwed up the casting now, even though he wasn't a role. I mean, they did not have to bring him back.
No, they didn't. Maybe they just thought they'd bring him back because they wanted to put them back with Liz or something, and maybe they wanted to recreate that, what they had those years ago. But that's 10 years ago. That's over and done with. So, you know,
it's like,
that ship has sailed, you know? So I just don't get the Spam and Jason ship has sailed, too. That has sunk completely deep in the sea. I don't know why they thought they'd bring that back. You know,
I can tell you why. Because they just wanted to see if they could bring back the old magic.
Yeah.
With them, and you know what? It's not. And to be honest, I don't think it ever will. And, you know, I'm sorry, Zeno Hospital, that you wasted all this money for them. I mean, because, you know, they did. They just totally wasted all this money on Greg Vaughn and James Franco and, you know, I didn't feel that way about Dante, though. Dante's cute. Dante can stay.
Yes, I like Dante, too. I'm falling in love, because I've been watching YouTube with Lulu and Dante. I'm falling in love with them. Yeah, I just, I'm, If they were to bring Liaison back on screen tomorrow, I would tune in for sure. Even though I cheated today.
Well, you know what, that, you know, I mean, like I tell everyone, like I would tell everyone that, okay, we should not, boycott the soap. We should not, you know, stop watching all because of this one couple.
Yeah.
But what we need to do, really, is get a bunch of us, go down to LA and start picketing. That's what needs to be done.
Well, I don't live too far. I could probably do that. Get a bunch of people and take it, you know?
I love what Cyber just said in the room. She goes, yeah, we'll never let a couple, super couple, Zane family, he's orchestrating them to be the couple in it. I can repeat what that
word. I know, I see that too.
Everyone around them, you know, they will be the couple to work for. No, they won't.
You know what? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you then.
Oh, that's okay.
I read somewhere that now they're going to have at the luncheon, what do they have, the General Hospital, fan club luncheon or fan club week or whatever they have every summer? Is that what it is, a fan club weekend or something?
Yeah, yeah.
They are having an event for Sam and Jason. I just got
hey.
When I saw that.
Oh, you guys, guess what to do? J-Town Radio is on right now.
Oh!
I know.
Oh, no!
Gizmo kicked it. I don't know. I mean, okay, see, I love Christy because she started, you know, Late Dawn Radio, and I co-host Vail from time to time. But having that other couple have their own radio show kind of makes my stomach really want to throw up now because, okay, I know people in this album, I know, but I can't control this much longer. They've destroyed this. They destroyed our couple. And they destroyed a lot of other couples along the way in order to sell Jason and Sam. In order to sell Jason and Sam, they threw so many other couples out the window. And I'm sorry, it's not forgiven. I do not forgive you. Because, most people might want to forgive you. Most people would forgive you in time for Christmas, Bob Gusser and Brian Pond, but I can't. I cannot forgive you what you did to this show. This show was great in 2000. Okay, 2007 might have been a little bumpy, but
yeah.
What you did to 2008, boss, you know, yeah, you really, really wanted to kick us out of it. But you know what, Brian Fawn? We are not going without a fight. We've been here for 10 years. We went through the hill in 2005, and we stayed for that. You know, so I don't think any of us are leaving. Yes, we are all frustrated, and we have every right to be frustrated about this, but we are not leaving. We are not giving up on this couple. And, you know, even if I have to go to California and, you know, sit on their lawn or whatever, I will at this point because it just doesn't do it. You know, you and I need to talk more because I emailed you today, by the way.
Oh, did you? Oh, I haven't checked my emails yet, so I will check them. Yeah.
Yes.
I just love you. You make me so optimistic that 2010 will be our year.
Because if it's now, then we are really crapped up the creek because, you know, they are tanking. You know what? They seem all tanking. And, you know, all those insecure Jason and Sam fans out there, you should be insecure because we are going to take it over where we belong. And, you know, we are going to take it, and no one can complain about it.
I know. I just loved I miss them so much. I feel like crying sometimes.
Well, yeah, I know. And, you know, but watching the YouTube videos for me make me more upset and more mad and things, you know.
Right now, before I called you, I was watching, you know, when he got shot, when he got shot and she found him in the church. '06. I'm watching that part right now. And when he went chasing for Sam, that stupid Sam, I was like, oh, come on, Jason, get over her, you know. And so I was like, man, I miss them, you know. And Jake needs his father, his real father.
You know
father.
Why? And you know why? I'm so sick of everyone saying, well, Jake won't have much of a life if Jason hasn't been, you know, by bodyguards. Excuse me, their bodyguards, Max and Milo, you know, don't even treat the kids like, oh, I'm protecting you. No. They really say, okay, you know, Michael and Morgan both know that Max and Milo are there to not protect them, but almost be another friend. And if there's trouble to be right, they will take care of it if they have those kids. That day was the Russian Mafia coming after Jason and Lucky. I mean, sorry, Lucky and Sam. They were not going after Liz or Jason. They were going for Lucky and Sam. And no one has called out Bissell or not. Did I just say that? Okay.
Oh, my God. I mean, don't get me wrong, I liked the actress Kelly Monaco. I liked her on that one show, Port Charles, when she played.
Yeah.
I liked her on Port Charles, and like you said, I liked her in the beginning when she was with Jackson Sunny. I liked her, but as soon as Jason was with her, I just disliked that character completely, because I knew that, you know, there was going to be no more liaison at that time, you know, and I was like, oh, shoot, you know, they just missed it on liaison again, you know, and stuff, and...
Oh, yeah, April, we will talk about One Life a Live, but...
Oh, yes,
now,
yeah,
okay, yeah. See, I won't mind if you are on the phone for a while, because I have no other phone calls.
Okay.
Yeah, you can be my little co-host for a while. That's fine with me. I'm going to start singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'm sure no one out there really wants me to sing, so, yeah. But, no, okay. We will get back to our liaison talk.
Okay,
you need to email
good.
Me because you need to get Yahoo Messenger or something.
I have Yahoo Messenger. I do.
Okay, well, tonight or whatever, I will email you my name and, you know, the day. So before everyone in this album killed me, so what are you liking about One Life to Live?
Me? Is that me?
Yes.
I like
yes.
Todd, Taya, and Danielle. I like that storyline. I kind of tuned back in for that. I know they kind of aged her, you know, and it was 6 years ago on the island, but, I mean, I've kind of forgotten about that, you know, and I love Danielle and that storyline. I think that she's just like him, Danielle character. She's just like Todd, and... I hope eventually that, you know, when she finds out that he's her father, that she doesn't hate him, you know, or even if
exactly.
he's now, but...
I mean, because, not to be mean at everyone out there, but I didn't even know Taya ever had a kid. Oh, is this the part about rewriting history? Because I don't remember, you know, them ever having sex to have a kid.
Oh,
and maybe I'm just
with the old Todd when it was Roger Howarth. They were stuck on an island together, you know. They made love, had sex on the island, and then but he left her to go back to Blair, and Ross Rayburn was left on the island with her, and supposedly they got off the island and, you know, got married or whatever and stuff like that. So, and then she was pregnant, got pregnant on the island.
Okay, because you know, Jack, you know, the boy, little Jack, Todd's kid with that crazy psycho, Margot, I think, yeah. No, not Jack, but,
I know who you're talking
the
about.
The little one.
Yeah. Youngest one.
But Stahl's younger brother, the first younger brother, I mean, okay, they had to time it in a way, because if they aged two up so many years, he would be about the same age as who, in a way. I mean,
yeah.
You know, if they, you know, so, I mean, now that I'm saying that One Life to Live screwed up, but when you age kids on soap, I think you better start aging the other ones that grew up, you know, before that. You know, you know, I mean, if they are going to start aging everyone, I think you just have to be careful how you do it.
Exactly. I know. But I know, because Jack should be older than Danielle, huh? Yeah, I mean, by at least, I don't know how many years, you know? Yeah, I know, but that's
well,
where
yeah.
the soap world goes, huh?
You know, because, okay, did you watch Days of Our Life or no?
I love Days.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is why God made us to be friends. Okay. Okay, so, yeah, no, because remember when they aged, like, Philip and Bill and Chloe and
yes.
Mimi and Brady, they really messed up on, well, I mean, because, you know, Brady and Bill was younger than Philip ever was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, Philip and Brady are not exactly a couple years apart. I mean, they are like 5 years different. Not like how they have it now, where Philip and Brady are just, you know, a little. No, I thought it was like 5 years, and, you know, but they aged, all of them.
I know, and
you know,
Sean is supposed to be way older than Philip, right? Because Sean
yeah,
was born in like 80. I forgot when he was
81
born.
81 or 8. Like 83 or 84. Yeah.
Something like that.
But,
yeah, and so he should be way older than Philip and Belle, too. So.
Well, yeah, and that's why I never understood why age them, because, it is very, very difficult when you do. I like it that they never aged Robin or Stahl from One Life to Live.
Yes.
They left them alone. I mean, they left Robin alone, and they left really Maxie almost alone, but then they aged her. But they didn't age her by a lot. They just aged her by, like, 3 years when Kristen Stones came on. So that
like,
age, yeah, they did not age her by like 10 years like Days of Our Life did, because if you ever noticed,
I
everyone,
know, I've noticed. Yeah,
well,
I know.
Yeah.
What, I forgot what soap opera it was that, was it General Hospital? Michael was in a coma, and then all of
yes.
a sudden, he's like, you know, 15 or I don't know how many years.
Yeah, and you know what? The thing when they do that is Carly, I mean, yeah, Carly is old, but she's not that old. I mean,
no.
What I'm saying,
she's
no.
Yeah.
No, and that's what they keep on doing because, you know, I remember when Philip was born and, you know, when, yeah, that whole thing was, when Philip was born, with the whole Vivian thing, Vivian needs to go away, by the way.
Yes, I think so, too.
Because Vivian is a psycho little person that needs to be, like, in the same place as Stefano, as Helena Cassidyne, as Miss Lawrence, all of them need to go in their basement and just try and kill each other and see who dies first.
I know, exactly. Oh, what about Bo and Hope? What's going on with them?
Oh, you know, I mean, there you go. I mean, Bill is a perfect example of a couple that is breaking up or either making up. But even if they break them up, they don't I mean, they have scenes the next week. I mean, so that's my little madness. Yeah.
I love Carly. I've always loved the character of Carly.
Yes.
Back when, well, now I mean, now that she's back on this show, I don't want her to screw up Beau and Hope because, I mean, if Hope wasn't on, if Hope was presumed dead now, I wouldn't mind them so much putting them together. But, I mean, I just don't want her to fall in love with Beau, even though she's falling in love with him. I don't want her to get hurt. I mean, I love that character, but I love Beau and Hope, too. You know?
Well, yeah, and you know what? I think the monkey wrench of all is bringing Justin back because, you know, Wally Cruz is very, very cute. So, you know, so that, but I think the whole monkey was that kind of togetherness of whatever, you know, putting Justin in there is a really good but bad thing to do because when you have a triangle or whatever it's called, you know, someone is about to get hurt, get killed, or someone is going to go psycho after the other one.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, for me, you know, I will never understand why breaking up Beau and Hope is so important. Because everyone saw what happened when they broke up Zoran and Marlena. You know, that was not needed. You know, having Drake and Deidre, you know, gone, I hate it. I'm going to be perfectly honest. You know, I thought their chemistry was good. And when when Kayla and Steve left,
yes,
I thought, wait a moment, you know? And, you know, the same with, we have another call.
Okay.
Hello, Cyber.
It's not Cyber. It's Christy.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm the... Okay.
I was calling on a 773, I think. I have a 708.
Okay. Well, I think so. Yeah. So, what did you think of everything we are saying?
Well, I don't really know much about other soaps. The only thing I really follow on like One Life to Live is I know a teeny bit about Todd and Tia and Blair, that little bit of drama, and then I know about Star and Cole a little bit, and Shuler and Gigi a little bit. Mostly Jessica and Brody, and I'm like 3 months behind in watching Cooks for Them, but they're my favorite couple on One Life to Live.
Well,
and I don't
Jessica,
watch Fine Art, so.
Well, Jessica and Brody is good. I mean, I like them, but I'm still mad over the whole let's kill Nass off and piss me off some more. I mean, I really like them, and, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, and they killed them. I don't know why killing someone I like, you guys. They need to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they do that on every soap, you know?
I know.
They always kill someone you love.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I mean, and what other soaps did you watch? I can't remember your name right now, but that's okay.
Terry.
See, this is like Christy. No,
I
it's good.
I know what soaps I watch.
Well, yeah, I know what soaps, but so, Terry, you watch?
I really don't watch. Well, sometimes I watch As the World Turns. I used to watch Guiding Light when Tammy and Jonathan were on there, but that's no more. Basically, just One Life to Live and Days of Our Lives, Bold and the Beautiful, and Young and the Restless Once in a Great While.
You know, I started to watch Young and the Restless only because I saw Michelle Stafford in, like, a Lifetime movie, and I'm like, oh, she can really act, and then I looked it up, I'm like, she's on Young and the Restless. I think I'm going to follow her on Young and the Restless, and I know a lot of people don't like Phyllis, and,
I'm one
know,
of those that love Phyllis and Nick. I love
Yeah,
Phyllis.
So am I, see? So
right. Phyllis so much.
You know, it's like another couple, can they just be happy? Can you just let Nick and Phyllis be happy for 2 seconds? He doesn't really need to know that Ashley has a doll. That really doesn't need to come out. Because I really don't like Sharon. Sharon is ticking me off it because she can sleep with two different brothers and no one is calling her out but me. But Liz sleeps with Nick, and she loves, I'm not even going to be repeated, but it makes me mad that Young and Restless makes it more tasteful than what Sierra's doing. And then on ZH, you know, Liz is the, you know, gets towed and feathered by everyone for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there needs to be some kind of, you know, let's not be hypocritical, people, because, you know, I think what Sierra has done, sleeping with, you know, two sets of brothers, is kind of, you know, bad. But I don't know how you guys think about that. Terry, what do you think about that?
You know what, Sharon, I agree with you there. When I first was watching Young and Restless a long time ago when they were, like, really young, I never really liked Nick and Sharon together at all. I mean,
no.
I don't know. I just never liked them together. I don't remember who I watched while I was watching it back then. Who else was a couple back then? I think it was Victor and Nikki. I liked them, you know, and I don't know who else was on back in those years ago. I never really watched it religiously, so I remember when it was Cricket and...
yes, see, and you know,
Adnani, Romolotti, and Young Phyllis.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because now I'm a little happy camper on ZH because Scott Reeves is on General Hospital, and I think he's looking really, really good. I mean, you know, he never...
Scott Reeves, yeah.
I mean, you know...
With his character... I'm sorry, I was talking over you then.
No.
Do you think with his character, now that Steve Burton are really good friends, and I know they filmed some scenes together, do you think that will help liaison along a little bit?
You know what?
I
really, really hope it does because, someone needs to call someone out on this because, you know, even I'm mad at my little buddy Spinelli, who, you know, I have a major crush on, Spinelli... You know, when Liz and Jason were trying to get back together, Spinelli was interfering and trying to get Liz to go over be with Jason. And then, you know, Spinelli got on Sam's side. And
oh.
I'm like, what? And then, you know, my whole disappointment to really start making me cry was then Carly, who hates Sam with everything in her, was okay about it. And I'm like, okay, wait a moment. You guys fought on the stupid pool table, which is one of my favorite scenes of all time. You know, Carly said to beat the crap out of her when she had a chance. And so it's like they are now writing the characters, really, of Carly and Spinelli with their relationship to Jason. They are now writing how it is supposed to go.
No.
Carly never liked Sam. You know, I mean, Carly kind of liked Liz, but I think when Michael got shot, you know, they finally put, like, their truth. Like,
yes.
Okay, we are not going to fight, you know, and when Carly said to Liz, when Michael was laying in the bed, you know, I thought you were so selfish, keeping Jake away from Jason. But now I sort of understand why you did what you did.
Yes.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So what was your biggest, biggest thing of 2009 that you loved and you hate on any soap, because this is like a year-in review of everything that should have happened, didn't happen, and people with could happen.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I've got to think about that one. On Bold and the Beautiful, let's see. When that show, I really didn't like, I love Brooke and Ridge and what they did to them, like, when
yes.
they broke him up. And
yes.
He went back to Taylor.
Oh,
and
I don't like Taylor.
She let him go and went and got him, you know, and she said, you guys be together if you have to, because they lost their daughter. and he blamed her son and stuff like that. I really didn't like that because I thought that they could have gone through it together, Brooke and Ridge. You know, she didn't have to sacrifice her love for Ridge to go back to Taylor. And I was like thinking, oh my God, they better not keep Taylor and Ridge together. They better find their way back. And then eventually if they found their way back together and stuff, which I'm happy about. And let's see what else. Well, right now on Days of Our Lives with Bo and Hope, I mean, I love Carly being back, but I don't like the fact that they're putting her in the middle of Bo and Hope, even though they had their problems, you know, with Sierra's kidnapping. That storyline, too, I don't know why they even had to have her kidnapped to do something
exactly.
with her marriage. You know, to do something with their marriage. Come on, they didn't have to do. They just lost Zach. They lost Zach a couple years ago, and then they had to do that to Sierra. I mean, come on, they're just playing with their relationship here. And then on top of this, they have to bring Carly back to make even more wedge between their marriage.
And you know what? They'll they did not have to kidnap Sierra. And you know what? I'm so sick of every 2 seconds, and I don't know. I know, Christy, you don't watch it, but this is my take on it. Every soap opera, like every other month, is having a kid gets kidnapping on one of the soaps. I mean, you know, it's like Sierra got kidnapped, and, you know, everything I'm kind of thinking, okay, well, we've done enough kidnapping on the show to last me my whole lifetime. After the Western Mafia thing went totally bad, oh, God, I almost did the F word. Okay. They really, really, really messed them up. And, you know, so I think from here on out, no more kidnappings daytime. We are done with the kidnapping. Unless you want to kidnap Sam, put her in the trunk of the car and drive the car into the river, that would be okay with me. And I love, you know, Kelly Monaco is a wonderful actress, after I say that, but the character is the one thing that I, you know, I just, you know, oh my gosh. Oh my God, okay.
What if they win? They win Star-Crossed Lovers? Oh my God.
Oh, come on!
Yeah,
okay.
I was looking for the list and I was like, can I throw up now?
What
is this? Story. This is the good part. Sorry, Carly. You like most improved couple, Spinelli and Maxie.
What did I say? Yeah, but.
They're actually most improved. You know, that's ridiculous that they're calling Jason and Sam star-crossed lovers when I could totally say the same thing about Jason and Elizabeth and actually mean it. Like,
exactly.
They are not star-crossed lovers, okay? They might have been, like, I don't know, 2006 and before that, but not now. Like, I wouldn't call them star-crossed lovers now. I think they're messed up lovers. Like, they're seriously messed up. But they messed with the history with them too much for me to actually believe that he would forgive her and say, I love you and have sex and everything. But I don't buy it. I don't buy it, ABC. Not buying it. And I don't want to eat it for breakfast. It's gross. Nasty. It made, like, reading that made me want to throw up.
Okay, maybe you need more wine.
I have wine right next to me. And I will get drunk because I can't believe I just read that.
Okay. The General Hospital. Okay, Bob goes to Brian Fong. You're calling people to be alcoholics and mad all the time, okay?
Oh, well, that's my wedding with Stixie. So at least they're promoting your other favorite couple.
Okay, fine. You know what? It's going to be mad. Want to go to bed with Spinelli every night in my whole life. But, you know, I just think that I mean, okay, who votes in these things? Who really takes the time to vote for this?
Oh, my God. Okay. So, this list, there is more great stuff. Hot as Sex Scene went to Johnny and Olivia, which I actually understand because I've seen some of the scenes and they're pretty hot. But this is the kicker. This is the one that made me laugh. Hottest Gay Subtext, Franco and Jason, General Hospital.
Okay. Oh,
not any gay references? Like, I don't know. I didn't pick up on that, but okay. But that's
oh, my God.
Really
you guys?
You guys,
they named Sonny and Jason and the best star-crossed lovers.
Star-crossed lovers.
Jason and Sam are best star-crossed lovers. Jason and Sonny.
Well, they are
the overhyped casting, James Franco. I would agree on that.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I've been saying that for like the last week or two, you know. But you know, I'm the one that had to call up her brother and say, "Who's this Franco guy, and why is he so important, and why is he coming to my soap to mess up with the whole thing?" And you know,
worst soap opening in our hospital too.
What's
that? Worst soap opening, like the opening credits.
Uh-huh.
They haven't updated them since, like, 2005, and they haven't even taken some people out of there, I think, that need to be taken out.
They never took Aaron.
Greg Vaughn out yet? They haven't taken Greg Vaughn out yet.
I don't think so. Now I'm going to have to see that this weekend to see. Now you have me curious. But, no. But when you name Jason and Sonny the best star-crossed lovers, okay.
Jason
people,
and Sam the star-crossed lovers, not Jason and Sonny.
Well, I heard that Jason and Sonny won something of the TV Guide
award. TV Guide is saying that the best star-crossed lovers were Jason. Damn, let me look at that again, but I'm pretty sure it was Jason and Sonny.
You know, I mean, you know, okay, you know, last year this time.
It's funny, never mind. Which is so ridiculous. Like, why are you calling Jason and Sonny star-crossed lovers? Okay, I was wrong. I thought it was Jason and Sam that they said were star-crossed lovers.
Jason and Sonny.
That makes
okay.
a lot more sense now. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Because I was like, what? You cannot call Jason and Sam star-crossed lovers. I'm sorry, that's not allowed. Jason and Sonny.
No,
that makes sense. Okay. I'm like, see, this is the end of the night for me, and I'm like starting to go blind. So after day work. So that's why. Okay. We can move on now.
Okay. But you know what? Whoever figures this poll out and whoever does it needs to send me a nice little email because I'm going to write a kick-ass email to say, you got all of these wrong, people. You know, I mean, Jason and Sonny are not best. You know, that would be Liv and Jason because I've never seen a couple that has so much eye sex in one scene. And, like, they could just look at each other and take their clothes off. So, why? But, why? Please tell me, Terry, why are they doing this? I mean, why are they doing this to us? I mean,
because they know that they can. They're just playing. They're playing off of all these fans of Jasam and Jascam, I should say. And they're just playing the fan bases off of each other. And they know that. Brian Franz loves Kelly Monaco and loves Jasam, so it's his.
If I ever met Brian Franz, I would probably go there after I meet this guy because all I want to do is slap his face for everything he's done.
When did he become the head of Honcho at ABC? Was it before? Is it before or after Liaison was like a kind of a thing?
It was after. It must have been after.
Okay.
Oh. I don't know, but, you know, whenever it was, like, the guy needs to learn what couple makes the ratings and what who don't make the ratings.
Terry, because of Christy, Terry,
Yeah.
I cannot have Peanut Bell ever again.
Yeah, I made a really bad reference. It actually sounds dirty now that I think about it. But the Jason fans call, like, Jason and Elizabeth fans, like, they call Jason and Elizabeth jizz. And I'm like, that reminds me of Jissy Peanut Butter. But then it also can remind you of, like, other things I won't say on the radio. So, you know, it's just, it really depends how you look at it.
So now
I don't know if I'm going to want to have peanut butter.
Good. Good, because if I have peanut butter. Oh, my gosh. Okay, if I have deep supper and I have peanut butter because of this couple, some people are going down right there with me. So, Terry, you're going down my right there with me because it does sound dirty, but it also sounds... creative, too. Christy is very creative. I mean,
which is why I have
to talk creative Christy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
What's wrong now, Chris?
Okay, I'm not anything.
Well, no. See, Terry and I haven't had our wine for tonight, and probably after
this. I only had a little bit. I'm not even.
I haven't had anything
at the end of the day, you know? It's the end of the day. I just work like 7 hours, and then I'm going to work another 7-8 hours of craziness tomorrow with crazy customers coming
in.
Why
would you want to? I mean, why would people? I mean, I know shops have to open on Christmas Eve, but here, Christmas Eve, like all the grocery stores, you guys are closing down at like. At like 5 o'clock, like Safeway, QFC,
really?
All that is, yeah. Where are you from again, Terry?
Actually, on Christmas Eve, I live in California, live in Southern California.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I think on Christmas Eve, things close early, like at 6 o'clock. I remember one Christmas Eve, I was going to go shopping with my niece, and we realized that everything was closed. You know, we had to do our last minute, and we couldn't,
go
shopping.
Yeah, here, if it snows like a feet, we have to close down the entire city.
Oh, my gosh. I don't admire, my parents lived in Canada when they first got married, and my mom hated that kind of weather, and so she's probably one of the reasons why she lives here.
Well, you know, yeah, I live in Seattle, but I lived in Oregon until I was 11, and I don't remember... Oregon and raining every day, but here, I mean, we had a nice two-month break, but right now, every night is below freezing, you guys. It's been below freezing every night for like a week.
I didn't get in my car tonight to get actually home, and then I got home, and my car got stuck in the ice in my driveway, so let's just pray I can actually make it to work tomorrow.
Well, I mean, do you have proper snow tires on?
It's a Toyota. I don't really know if there's snow tires for my car. It's not like I drive a truck or anything.
Well,
it's kind of like I don't even know if I can get snow tires for my car, and even if I could, I probably couldn't afford them. So.
My parents got it for theirs, but they didn't get it for my grandma because they did not want my grandma to ever drive in the snow. She's 83, and I don't think that would be, like, the greatest thing for her. So she's not allowed out of the house driving when it snows. So, you know, with snow here, like I said, it closes the city down. No one moves. I stayed in my apartment last year for 10 days straight.
Really?
Yeah,
and that
happened to be the same time Jason and Elizabeth were breaking up. So I was trapped in my house and I was blasting it. And I'm thinking, I need a gun. Not to kill myself or anything. Kill someone because you don't break up my couple in the same week to make me not go outside because of the snow. I think Brian Fonz should, like, go to purgatory for a while when he goes, because
he should just get away from being in charge and let the writers do their job. You know, let them write the stories they want without his input or something.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, he's not the writer. He shouldn't have that much control over the show. Just because he loves Kelly Monica, which I'm not, bagging on her or whatever. I mean, I like her, but I mean, you know, just because he loves Jason and Sam together, I mean, you can't create, I don't know. I mean, that's just wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I know
what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean, too.
I mean, it's like how...
It's like your personal preferences.
Yeah,
exactly.
For a show.
And it's the fans
like
that watch the show, not one person, you know? I mean, they should be writing for us, not for Brian France. You know?
Exactly, and you know what? I mean, like Cyber said, you know, in this album, you know, Kathy Bryle, the one who played Zosie, and Rebecca Hoops are not his pet. And you guys remember what he said about Kathy Bryle? It wasn't the nicest thing to say in the Hawaii world, what he said about her. And so, I don't know, I mean...
I loved her on One Life to Live, Kathy Bryle.
Yeah.
And
he made a comment, about her being a little overweight or something. And I'm like, yeah.
That just makes me really ticked off. You know, I hate
that. Oh, yeah,
that.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, come on. Not everyone is going to be as skinny as Kelly and... Yeah, Becky, you know, Becky went through a time when she was really almost too skinny, but not, you know what I mean, not that I'm trashing her for being skinny, but Rebecca has a nice body, too. I mean, I think she's more beautiful than Kelly Monaco. I mean, Kelly Monaco should just go back to the Playboy Mansion and live there and stop and leave us alone.
And she had her peep show in Las Vegas, too. Didn't she,
yes.
Monaco?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Not going to comment on that.
And the ABC channel is supposed to be a family channel, and she's going to Las Vegas to do a peep show, you know?
Yes.
I don't know.
You know, it's like...
That girl's not
you know,
being
it's,
Okay, not saying anything else.
Oh,
I'm just saying, Kelly likes what she likes and does what she likes to do with her life, which, you know, we can't really judge people because we do things that other people don't like, so it's like, you know, I don't want to be judgmental, but it's just, you know, she's creating a certain image for herself. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
yeah.
You go.
No, I was just saying, I was saying earlier that at the General Hospital Fan Club luncheon in the summer of next year, I think that they're going to have an event for Sam and Jason. I just saw on one of the message boards that they said it was a picture. It said, just Sam fans, you know, your early Christmas gift is that there's going to be an event in the General Hospital Fan Club lunch weekend or whatever. Oh, my gosh. I felt like getting sick.
Well, you know why? It's because, you know, whatever the It Couple is on GH, they got to have a fan event for them. So, you know.
Yeah.
But you guys think about it. I bet you, I don't know, $1,000. No, I should not bet that high. But I bet you by the time the stupid fan club has come around, Jason and Sam won't be together. They are tanking quicker than the Titanic, you guys. I mean, if the Titanic was going down, Jason and Sam would die because they could not get off their boat or off the boat. So, yes. Yeah,
and supposedly their scene yesterday, or was it yesterday, the I Love You scene that was that bit.
I didn't
it was
watch
like the
that,
last.
Cause I'm going to need a trash can. can.
It was like the last 5 minutes of the show. They weren't in the whole show, and then I was reading somewhere that the sound fans were kind of like complaining that they only got that many minutes of the show. Now they know how liaison fans felt when
we
got 30 seconds.
Freaking engagement. Hello.
I know. That's what I'm really also upset about too. Is liaison only got like a 5 second engagement. You know,
okay,
they
it was 7 minutes.
And then that day they got unengaged, you know, they broke up or whatever when Michael got shot.
You know, yeah, and that's another thing. They did not need to break off their engagement, you know, because of the whole Michael thing, number one. And, you know, it started with Sunny going after Culpa? Well, you know the guy that Sunny, you know, was going after. But the thing I will never get out of my mind is they didn't have to break up because of the fact that they could have made a book. You know, Elizabeth is a nurse. She knows how Jason is going to react to Michael being in the hospital better than Sam. Liz has been there the whole time when Jason, you know, when Michael was a baby and he would tell Elizabeth, like, what I'm reading to him and whatnot. Sam wasn't there at all. So in my opinion, wait a moment, no. Sam did not need to help Jason through that at all. It needed to be Liz, because Liz has been there. I mean, you know, it took him so long to forgive Robin, but we are going to, you know, that still I cannot wrap my head around myself. It took him that long to forgive Robin, but yeah, okay.
That is really, that, I know, that pissed me off too, because that was totally different. That, you know, all she did was just told the secret that Michael wasn't his son. I mean, that's not like she watched somebody get kidnapped or anything.
Exactly.
That's something that's forgivable. Later on, you know, not 10 years later, but he could have forgiven her sooner. But with Sam, that's unforgivable. He should not have forgiven her at all. Jason's character in the past would never have forgiven anybody for doing that. That's his son.
I mean, yeah, I mean, come on, you saw how crazy Jason got when that guy Tom, you know, raped Emily. I mean, you know, and you know, he went after him. I mean, it didn't personally happen to him, but Jason and Emily were brothers and sisters, and they would have done anything for each other, and he felt like, okay, you guys didn't know that the cop that died, you know, was a cop. You guys needed help, and Jason wanted to help. You know, the Lucky Nick, Emily, and Liz triangle to help them not go as they are. And, you know, those moments, Jason had a heart. This time, you know, I don't know. I guess getting a building fall off him. I know, I ran that thing into the ground, you guys, but I just want to know, you know, how can you have a building fall on you? You get shot. It wasn't really a first aid kit, but, oh, you guys are going to have sex in the next two scenes.
Maybe this is all a dream, and he's going to wake up. He's going to wake up. Maybe that's our New Year's our New Year's present to us or whatever, Christmas present. That he'll wake up from a dream that he had all half of last year, you know, since the time he got hit on the head. I don't know.
You know what, I think, you know, I know there has been rumors about Sam getting married and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God! No, please.
Yeah, but wait.
You're going to break something.
Okay, but think about it, you guys. Okay, there has been so many bad spoilers from the last 6 months that never happened, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is how I'm making myself not go crazy with honors. It's like when Sofafa died, this Hella magazine thing. Will Sam lose Jason because of Liz? because he had a kid with her. Yes. You know, they will always be tied together because you have a kid. And my own thought is, when is Sam going to wake up and realize, oh, I cannot have a kid with him, that is never going to make him happy. I mean, she goes up off a boat now. You know, I just think that Jason and Liz will, you know, be back together in a happy, nice, happy way. Because if they are not by that year, the end of 2010, Terry and I are going to ABC and we are going to pick it. Well, I'm not going to go alone if I am.
I'm not going alone either. Jason and Liz, I've never been so invested in a couple. I've never done
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I love them so much.
I just
love them. They're like a part of me.
Exactly, and you know, it's like, you know, when Sonny and Carly broke up, I was kind of upset because I liked their storyline and, you know, I thought it was a really good storyline. But I wasn't upset, like I'm upset every day about what General Hospital had done to us. And, you know, yeah, maybe I'm taking it a little too personal, but I don't care because, you know what, Fran, you started something, and if you really want to come on the show and really tell us why you do the things you do and why you are so venous, pig, and only go for the beautiful actors, go, come on here and defend yourself, please, because he needs to be accountable for this. He needs to, like, be accountable for messing up a really good thing.
I know, and it's 10 years, and this fan base, we have been around for 10 years. Come on, you can't, you know, I mean, this is a strong fan base, and we're not going away. We're going to be here.
I mean,
you know, I mean, why doesn't he just give up and let them get together?
I think he just assumes that after a while, if he doesn't write for them, that we will just go away, and it's not true.
Yeah,
it's not
true.
You know, and you know what? There are so many, like, you know, top secret Jason and Liz covers that I ran into at the grocery store.
Oh, really?
Whenever I see them buy a soap magazine, I know this is bad to do, and I've got to stop. But I go, God, what soap do you want in if they say these? And I go, oh, what's the couple? And they go, Jason and Liz. Jason and Liz. Every time I run into someone, I do this at Target, and my mom says I need to stop stalking people, but I just want to prove to people that there are more Jason and Liz fans out here than ever. So, but yeah, I know. I have to stop, but...
Do you ask them, like, why do you like them? Do you even stop them and have a conversation?
Yes, I do. And that might sound a little crazy, but why? If someone buying this, if they buy three soap magazines, you know, like, at a time, then I'm like, oh, okay. Who do you like? And, you know, I've got to stop doing this, but, you know, I have a show on Blog Talk, so I need all my information for the show.
I know how to tell them about, you know, my show and your show,
yeah.
And then leave it at that.
but there are more fans of Jason and Liz out there than a lot of people know.
I think so, too. And
yeah. I mean, yes. I ran into a Jason and Sam one at the grocery store, and they were talking about how great Kelly did. And I kind of stopped them in their tracks. I'm like, okay, how can you say they are so great? She kidnapped his son and had done all this and made the store watching her like this year. So I kind of gave them the backstory on Sam. And I think they had a different opinion after I was done. And you know, you guys, I gotta stop doing this, but Flaws have made me kind of crazy, because if Christy gets the alcohol, I think I should.
I'm left radio, it doesn't matter.
I should just give the resource. I should give the resource vote, you know, finding out where the fan bases actually are, because I'm sorry, the whole Nielsen rating and all that is a complete lie. You know, people, you know, go.
I don't get what people like about just Jason and Sam. I don't get it. There is no chemistry whatsoever between the two of them. There's nothing. It just makes me want to puke when I see them on screen together. I mean, watching the DVDs of Jason and Liz right now, even though there's Sam's in there, I can't stand watch. I kind of fast forward through that, you know. I can't stand it, you know. Oh my gosh. I wish Jason and Liz could have, you know, have sex again and have another baby.
Well, you know what? I just don't
want
the rumors.
They should get lost together at Jake's and have a one-night stand, and she should get pregnant from him again.
You know what I'm scared about, actually? I'm scared with this whole having really good sex with Nick that he thinks he's having. I am so scared that, oh, crap.
God, if she gets pregnant with Nick's baby, I'm going to die.
Oh, jeez.
I can't even fathom that possibility. That would be sick. Then she would really be in trouble. Then she would really maybe realize, maybe getting involved with Nicholas, you know, my fiancé, that was such a good idea.
Oh my God.
And you know what? Having a Cassadine baby, you are doomed for life. I mean, you can't make it.
You're asking for trouble.
But, you know, we never see them. Okay, I can't believe I'm worried to say what I'm saying, but I'm going to say it. You never really see them put the condom on. So how in the heck? I know, but, you know, the whole thing about a couple of years ago was all the AIDS talk and you need to wear a condom, blah, blah, blah. And they were saying that for a while. They just have never done it on screen. And all I'm saying is, you know, we all know Lucky cannot produce a kid with beans. I know I got to stop, but I can't. It's Christmas. This is a Christmas present to myself. But Nicholas always has Spencer, so we know that he can have a kid. But Lucky, I don't think he has. Yeah, okay. Yes.
One thing I'm glad about Jason, though, is that he's not like Sunny and has the whole town, like, has gotten people, you know, all these women pregnant, you know, half the town. One thing about Jason that I'm glad that he's not going around town getting everybody pregnant, you know?
Well, you know what? If Alexis and Sunny ever got married, like, if they ever got back together, that would make. If that baby lived, that would make Sunny, I mean, come on, because he always did Alexis. Now he's doing the doll. And, I remember that scene. I almost wet in my pants because I thought it was so funny. The way he looked on screen, like, oh, shit. What did I do now? You know, that kind of book. And, you know, by the way, I'm really upset at Days of Our Life for this 1 second, because they are doing a Christmas day tomorrow with, you know, Terry, you've probably seen the hotel, the Christmas every year. I'm mad because fans should read the great-grandmother, the matriarch. You're not going to be there again, and I'm kind of ticked off.
I know. They're going to have it at Bowen Hope's house. But it's not going to be the same.
You know, and it's not. I mean, okay, how many years can you say Alice is in the kitchen, but she's not on screen?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I understand that, you know, she's old and whatnot, but I miss Alice, you know?
Me too.
You know, I mean, I always tell my grandma that, you know, you cannot make donuts because you don't know how, but if you just would learn how, that would be good. But no, just the whole thing about they are not showing the old characters on soaps. Like,
yes, that's exactly what I mean with General Hospital. They need to just go back to the way they wrote a long time ago, include all the old characters, the Quartermains more, the Webbers, you know, who else? Who else is the Webbers, the Quartermains, the Scorpios more, bring back Anna and, you know, and Robert and more of Luke and stuff like that and Tracy. I mean, I miss the storylines that they used to write for General Hospital.
Me too.
Screw the mob storylines. Come on, get more of the hospital and more of no. storylines of substance, you know, that we could
yeah.
relate to. And I know they're still doing that with Robin, with HIV, you know, because she had her baby, and now this damn Lisa person found out that she has HIV positive, and what's it, her business if,
exactly.
you know, how she was got pregnant or whatever, you know?
Yeah, well, Chris, are you going to bed?
Yeah, I got to get going. Can I say a couple things before I get off the air here?
Of course.
Okay. One thing is, if no one hasn't heard, you can put in your order for a Lee's and Radio t-shirt. You're a Jason Elizabeth fan. And you can send an email to leesandradio@hotmail.com, and I set up a whole order form. I set to my mailing list, but if you're not on my mailing list, you can email me. And I can send you the order form, and you can order it whenever you feel like it. But personally, it would be good if you ordered it if you were going to the Steve event in February, and that way you can wear it there. That's kind of like my vision. And then my friend Lisa has a show for Castle and Beckett Friends fans.
Okay.
From the show Castle, if anyone watches that on ABC
on Monday night.
Yeah, so he needs some callers and some fans in her show, too. So so if you like Castle and Beckett, which you should, because that's mainly what the show focuses on anyway, is that couple, or that non-existent couple for right now, waiting for them to get together. So, so she's her next show, I believe, after Christmas, at the pre-New Year's party on December 30th, I think it's a Wednesday.
Okay,
and that's
Michael.
At 7 p.m. Central.
Okay, do you want me a co-host?
Well, that's my friend Lisa's show. That's not my show.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought I would talk about you.
Yeah,
it's
her
okay.
show. That's not my show, so I'm not in charge of whether or not, you know, co-hosting for that.
Well,
show.
I was asking you for liaison, so, but...
Yeah, but you can, I mean, of course.
Okay, when...
I'm not sure when I'll have mine. Next show. I'm trying to think if I should have one on the 30th, too, or just wait until next year. So.
Well, a lot of people go to New Year's parties and
stuff. Yeah. So I was like, I don't know if I'll have one on the 30th or not. People might be kind of out of town or whatever. So.
Yeah, they might be too drunk to call in. I'm kidding.
Yeah, they could be too drunk to call in, too. So.
Okay, please. I like it when drunk people call me up. No, I did not say that.
I know.
Okay.
That one time I called in drunk, you were, like, loving it.
Yeah, I think I loved it way too much.
Oh, man.
So, you're going to go to bed, so...
I got to go to bed. I'm, like, way past my limit. Like, I was supposed to, like, be in bed, like, 20 minutes ago. So,
okay.
I got to get in bed, have some wine, and go to sleep, because... I figure that's the only way I'm going to sleep, actually, because last night I could not fall asleep. It's like 2 in the morning, and I'm like, I have to get some sleep for work, or I'm going to be, like, having an emotional breakdown after work again. Because I noticed if I don't have enough sleep, then I'm, like, crap at work, and then my uncle yells at me, and then I have an emotional breakdown after work. So.
Well, okay, so I have a nice sleep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I need sleep. So, I'll say goodnight and have a Merry Christmas, or a Happy
you
Hanukkah
too.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
night,
Chris.
So, Amir, and a Happy New Year if I don't talk to any
you.
You
too. We'll see you on your next show, I guess, or
okay.
talk on your next show.
Yeah. If you're not on my mailing list, I can let you know when my next show is.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I have your mailing list. So I can
okay.
get a please, Carly.
Carly. Christy, can you? I will just email her from my
daytime.
Email
radio at hotmail.com.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, but I will do it.
And then I'll get you on the mailing list. So.
Okay,
no problem
great.
At all.
Okay,
Night. How many minutes do we have left, Carly?
10 minutes, but you know what? If you wanted to co-host with me some night, because,
I can do that. I can do that.
Yeah, because, you and I agree on a lot of, of the stuff. And,
yes.
I like the mob.
I like the mob. I'm not saying get rid of the mob, but just less of the mob.
Yeah, I mean less, but not to throw away altogether, because there are days where I just want to see like people get blown up and fast.
Like maybe Sam, for instance. No,
yes, because Sam really, 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 really needs to go, and she is not going yet.
She's overstayed her welcome in Port Charles, huh?
Yeah, well, it's so funny. My girlfriend from high school was on PC. She played Allison, and we didn't grow up together, but yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, well, she's from the suburban like I am, and we were in high school and middle school and all that, and we kind of lost contact with each other, but I saw her like at Walgreens on the 7 a couple of years ago when she was doing PC, and I remember mentioning, oh, I like you over Olivia, and she goes, of course, you better say that. But you know what, I always thought that Lacey brought Erin into PC because of their family, because of who Allison's grandmother was. Allison's grandmother was a very risk person on General Hospital that was one of the board members. And I always thought Lacey brought Allison on General Hospital and left Carly alone.
Exactly.
I never understand why.
I think maybe if I was thinking the same thing too a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because she would have been great on General Hospital. I loved her as Allison.
Yeah, and you know what? She could have mixed it up with like Xander, Emily Sterling, because she knew Emily growing up on the show. So,
really?
Well, because Emily and Allison they never showed Allison on screen, I remember Emily saying, oh, we need to get together. We haven't, been out for lunch or whatever in ever. And I always thought, why didn't they bring her on instead of Kelly? I know I'm probably going to get a lot of hate mail tomorrow, but I don't care.
Oh, my God.
I never disliked a character. I mean,
I
Stefano.
You're telling me. Me neither.
I have never wished someone dead, so that's every day or two. I'm like, maybe today they might blow her up. And
I think they showed a promo of Jason. I think Franco's going to kidnap Sam and Jason.
What?
There's a promo going on. I saw it kind of like today made me kind of like sick. It looks like Franco's going to go after Sam or something like that. And Jason's going to have to go save her or something. I'm like, shit.
Oh, God.
Freaking Elizabeth in that.
Thank you.
Sam. Come on. Sam's nothing. She's a nobody. I'm sorry, but, she has she doesn't have the rich history like Jason and Liz has.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing that I cannot stand personally is, you know, everyone bend over backwards for Sam. And I just want to see Carly to go out there and slap her again. Just for my benefit, because, you know, people are way too on board with the Jason and Sam thing. Spinelli, Maxie, you know, whatever. Carly, people are way too okay with it. And Alexis,
yeah.
You know, I thought Alexis would throw a fit because, you know, Alexis has sex with Sunny, and...
Oh, I know.
You know what?
If Sam, you know, she's the type that she's not going to make Jason happy in the long run. She's going to do something, screw it up. She's going to go have an affair with somebody else. And it's just going to, maybe she should, and it could throw Jason and Liz back together, you know?
And the thing else I want to know, how could Jason forgive Sam for sleeping with Rick of all people?
Uh-huh, his enemy.
Oh, God, more than his enemy. He wanted Rick dead, and Sonny would not let him do it because that was his brother. Well, you know what? If I had a psycho brother like Rick that locked Carly in the panic room and got away with it, okay, I would want to blow his brains into tomorrow because Rick was a slime ball. I mean, he was very good. He was very good to look at.
But
he was a very, very, very bad man. And, you know, I always thought, they should have done a Claudia Rick thing. Really, I mean, like... It just tuned into Rick and Claudia leaving and going on B&B, and now they are cousins, the sign man
about.
Oh,
I know, huh?
Come on!
I swear, you know, Brian Franz better be careful, because if he's not careful, that show, General Hospital, is going to go end up like, I don't want it to, but it'll end up like CBS soaps. And I love General Hospital. I mean, I tuned in today to check out the Scrubs and stuff like that. So it's not
I
haven't given up on General Hospital. I just wish that they would wake up and smell the coffee,
mm-hmm.
you know, and write good storylines and get rid of Brian Franz.
Exactly. Okay, we have 2 minutes left.
2 minutes, okay.
But you know, if we go over time, we go over time.
Okay.
And to cuss us off. Before we go off there, okay, my next show is probably going to be, oh, God, the Monday after New Year's, like, I don't know, probably the 4th. Yeah,
okay.
January 4th.
Okay.
And so... You can co-host with me because I think Christy, you know, is working a lot more, and
yeah,
I know,
I
you know,
that.
I know, yeah, I know she adores me, but
I adore you too.
and you and I hit it off, and you and I agree, you know, on things, and we want to kill the other there, and
we do.
Yes.
Steve Burton, to get his Emmy, he needs to go work with Rebecca Herbst and all the good actors. I mean, I'm not saying is not a good actress. I mean, I like her, but he does his better work when he's with Rebecca Herbst and Maurice Bernard and
Laura White,
Scorpio, Kimberly McCullough.
But he does really good scene with Carly too, with Laura White.
Oh, yeah, Carly too. I mean,
yeah,
her too.
And they kind of have reworked the whole, you know, the whole Jason and Carly thing off the hinges a little, because Carly, You know, Carly is Carly, but, you know, they have love and loyalty between each other. And, you know, it's just funny that, it's not funny, but ha-ha, but, you know, I wish Carly would just hurry up and tell Jason everything wrong he's doing. I mean, Sonny is not going to do that, but Carly would if Laura White was written as Carly right now.
I know.
You know, I understand her for not forgiving Jax for keeping that big, big secret about Jerry and Jerry and Claudia and stuff, but I understand why she forgave Jason quicker than she forgave Jax, because Jason didn't do it out of, like, love and loyalty. He did because, you know, he had to.
Yeah.
He didn't want Colby to go into preteen labor. I mean, he has helped deliver two. You know, I mean, he was there for Michael. He saw Morgan when Colby got shot in the head. So he knows what happens when Colby delivers a baby.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't want to be the responsible one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm praying that General Hospital gets on top of their game in 2010 and they bring in, you know, bring everybody who belongs together.
And you know what? This is my own personal spin. Do not break up Maxie and Spinelli.
I love them.
Yes, okay, and you know, Maxie, Terry and Spinelli, or go sleep with someone else. Because I slept with Spinko to make me feel better. Okay, Maxie, it's not about you feeling better. You broke Spinelli's heart.
Yes.
And, you know,
yes.
So for me, I think, you know, I think it needs to be kind of a, you know, like more love between them. But I think we need to get past this. And,
yes.
You know, and, okay, Franco, every time I look at him, I get creeped out. I don't know why. I do not know why James Franco is freaking me out. But he's freaking me out, Terry. Every time I look at him, I'm like, damn,
it's his character. It's just
I
the
know.
Character, I guess, that he plays. I fast forward through all that stuff.
Well,
you know,
it's so funny. My brother's like, what are you going to do when he plays Spider-Man again? Because there are reports he might do the Spider-Man 3 or 2 or whatever they are at.
Yeah.
And I go, you going alone. I'm not going to Franco. I told him, I'm like, Franco scares the crap out of me on here right now.
Oh,
he's a psycho.
God. I don't understand why they brought Franco on anyways. I just don't get it.
I will never, ever, ever understand anything that a hospital has done.
Me either.
Okay, but the one thing that they did good was I kind of like what's going on with Mac and Alexis.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You know what
me
I mean?
Me too.
They both need storylines, and, you know, but I do want Max and Diane to get, like, more.
Oh, I love them. They're so cute.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, see, this is why you're going to be my co-host when Christy
you know
can.
What? You know what, Carly? If they screw with Scrubs, Robin and Patrick, I'm really going to be fed up with the freaking General Hospital. I am.
Well,
gonna,
yeah.
Oh, I loved Patrick and Robin together. You know, and I still like Jason and Robin. I've always been a fan of Jason and Robin, and I wish they would interact more with Robin and
you
Jason.
You know what? I just kind of got mad at Robin for telling AJ about Michael.
Did you get
well,
that?
I mean,
I don't remember exactly. I don't think I remember watching it completely because I knew what was going to happen, that they were going to, that was the end of Robin and Jason. You know, I don't think I really watched it. Why did she tell him? Was there a reason for it? Something
because
happened?
Because AJ deserved to know the truth. And from where I was sitting, AJ being drunk all the time and AJ causing Jason brain injury and all that,
mm-hmm.
he did not need to know he had a son because
mm-hmm.
all he would use Michael as a little trophy.
That's
true,
too.
That
well,
was the only reason why.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only reason why I do not want to see that storyline happen because, you know, AJ did not need to know. I mean, AJ did not need to know only because of Edward. And, you know, I thought Elizabeth was going to slip up the other day when Edward came to say hi to. You know, I was waiting for her to say, you know, you have a great grandson because.
Oh, I know.
Because he was missing Emily and Lila and Alan.
Yes.
And I thought, okay, so why don't you tell him the truth? Why don't you tell him the whole Zeke truth? You do have a great grandson. He's right here. Let me introduce you. I was just, like, waiting. Like, I can make up scenes in my head for this, though, that, you know, could be better because what they are doing right now is all messed up. And, you know, Jason and Sam fans, if you want to complain about your characters only getting 5 minutes, well, we used to get about 2 minutes a day at the end of the program.
That right there is a sign that their soap couple is tanking, you know, because if they were such a good couple, you know, Brian, they would have like a whole episode of them on, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, so I think personally they are tanking. And if General Hospital, you know, General Hospital is going to have to eat some crow in about, I don't know, a couple of months because this couple is not doing it. You know,
doing it at all. I mean,
you know, Rebecca and Nicholas did not do it. They tanked.
Uh-huh.
They tanked big time. Tank.
Uh-huh.
So, like every couple that, you know, was a good idea, it hasn't been for this year. You know, the only one that I sort of like is Dante and Lulu.
Yeah.
And I kind of like Donnie and Olivia because it's like a forbidden thing like this should not be happening.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, but I'm like, you know, but when Sunny finds out about Dante, all hair is going to break loose.
And then Jason's going to wake up and say, wait a minute, this is going to be me in so many years.
Exactly, and that's what I pray for because they scooped that a long time ago. About when they were going to bring Dante back, it was going to be a moment for Jason and Liz both to wake up and realize, what are we doing? What are we doing? Because what we are doing is totally not working, and it totally doesn't make sense. And if it doesn't make sense, then why are you doing it to us?
It doesn't make sense at all. And the character of Jason, there is no way. Look at with Michael and him. He, you know, he was a father to Michael for a year, and he didn't want to give up Michael.
No,
you know,
and that's
why did he want to give up his own son?
You know, that's why when people complain, oh, he's spending time with Michael, he should be spending time with, you know, Zeke. Well, he kind of bonded with Michael and Morgan because, you know, Carly, you know, had him as the, you know, godfather, and he was always, you know, so I don't get mad at Jason over helping Michael with this.
Well, no, I'm not getting mad over that. I just mean that, I mean, that's, you know, Jake's his biological son, and why can't they make him spend time with Jake?
You know what? Yeah, and it's funny that Jake and Michael are cousins, and they don't even know it.
I know! Well, you know what? We're going to have to do something about it.
I know.
We're going to have to, like, I don't know what we can do. We're going to have to think of something we can do. You know, maybe.
Well, because, you know what? And do not wear, you know, the best thing I don't do anymore, I don't mean the spoilers. Because
you don't
half
mean,
of the.
Yeah.
I don't mean the, like,
the spoilers. That's what
you're kind of. You know, because some. All right, some are posted by Jason and Sam fans.
And that's what I think, that's what I read sometimes when I see that the paternity is going to change. They're probably twisted it around a little. They twisted it around.
Yes, because that storyline is never going to change. If they were going to change it, they would have changed it, you know, when they got kidnapped, blah, blah, blah. But They didn't do it then, so they won't do it now. They will be the biggest idiot that had egg on their faces to do it now.
And then they'll really lose a lot of viewers.
Because you know what? Everyone knows Lucky cannot have kids. Everyone knows that.
Is there a reason why you can't have any kids, or is
I'm
it,
just saying.
You're just
I'm
wanting
just,
it to be true.
No, well, but okay. If he could have kids, and the amount of time him and Elizabeth has sex and everything here, you know, a kid will pop out. God. Yes. Yes.
That's true too. He's having everybody else. He's having everybody else's kids that are not his. He's raising other people's kids, not his own. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
That
yeah,
is so
it
sad.
Is. And you know, I think, you know, I love Jason way too much. And
me
so whenever
too.
I
see Burton since he was on out of this world. That show.
Well, remember he was. Well, remember he was on Days of Our Life too.
Oh yeah, he played and Scott Reeves too. That's where they met, I think.
Yeah,
that
yeah, that's where they. You know.
Yeah, yeah. I love Steve Burton. I just want to cry, Carla. I want to cry. Why is he putting
you know,
them together? I don't know.
Because they
want
them. It's funny that, you know, they've done what they've done to this couple for years. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop because, you know, I think, you know, even though I wasn't appearing, I mean, I didn't love Jason and Courtney, but I think Alyssa Wills, the actress, got so sick of the bad fan mail, then that's why she really quit.
Is that what happened? Was she getting a lot because of the fact that she came right in right after when they Liz and Jason were really popular?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. And she got really bad emails and whatever. And so, you know, people want to say, oh, we are just mean about Sam. No, fans are bad about Courtney and Jason. But people forget that because all of a sudden Sam is the only one that he was ever with besides Liz. No, that's not true.
No.
I mean, fans were mad over the Courtney thing. And I wasn't so mad. I mean, I could look at Courtney and I'd get visibly ill.
Yeah, exactly. Me neither. I wasn't.
You know,
I liked Courtney. I mean, she was with Jason and I really couldn't stand, but I could fathom it. I could still watch General Hospital. But I can't, you know, Sam is just, I guess because the two different kind of characters, Sam is
well,
more of
yeah,
a manipulator and
well,
so.
Yeah, and, you know, and I loved it because Courtney got close to Sunny and Carly, and I just loved their bond that all four of them had.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I was getting angry every day because, you know, oh, Carly is messing up in Jason's life. Again, with Courtney, no, I never got mad over that. I just thought, okay. And when Jason and Courtney broke up and Sam came on, my stomach, I remember the first scene. I remember my stomach wanting to vomit because, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I literally, oh my God, we can vomit together. We can.
Yeah, well, I know.
This better be a better year for us, or else what's going to happen? If we don't get our story with Jason and Liz, what are we going to do?
Okay, the way I look at it, we have 7 months to campaign like hell.
Okay.
Because Steve Burton and Rebecca Hurst's contract is up in June or July, and you know what? They were fucking the reason why I said that because I know we are off air. So maybe I'll fucking do something about it. Oh, you and I are going to dinner hospital. Parking lot and really protest and probably get arrested, but I know a really good lawyer who can bond this out. So I mean,
oh my gosh!
I mean, I saw this. I think I thought this through way too much to be thinking how we could do it. And if we get caught, we could just have a lawyer I know bond us out. So, personally, I you know, because, you know, there comes a time when you stop crying about it.
Exactly.
Then you get angry. Then you get angry. Then you get super angry. Like
yeah,
I am right now.
I'm getting frustrated. I've been waiting 10 years. Yeah, we got a baby, and we had the really good night of passion and stuff like that. And we thought things were going, but they had to just stop it. And I was like,
yeah.
That's not fair. We're not going to wait another freaking 10 years for our couple to be together. There is no way, and I'm so frustrated.
Well, so am I, and, you know, but I get mad at people that are totally boycotting the show because, you know, come on. God didn't lie, we got canceled.
Yeah.
And the Virgin, you know, got canceled.
Because if we boycott, then we'll never get them together, you know.
So the way I see it, yeah, if people have a problem with, you know, the feet peeling by a couple.
Yeah.
Then they can just fast forward the whole thing like you do. I mean,
Today I thought maybe, because I DVR'd it today, and I thought, well, you know what, since Sam and Jason are not on there, and I guess in the future I can just fast forward and just, you know, watch my couples I do like.
Yeah, and did you have DVR or did you have TiVo?
I have a DVR. I have a DirecTV DVR. Yeah.
Okay, because I have TiVo, and I could never go back to VCR after having...
I know,
just,
oh, my God.
No, but no, so, yeah, our next show will, you know, be like
January 4th, right?
Yeah, but you can email me. And
I'm
going to
email
you.
No, I'm going to IM you too and stuff like that. You said you emailed me today. I don't think I got it. Did it come back to you as undelivered?
Oh, my gosh. Let me look. But no, I just think it's weird that they are throwing, you know, hot water at a couple real, you know, they never did that with Jason and Sam.
I know. We're getting the short end of the stick. For 10 years, we're getting the short end of the stick.
Okay, I swear, if you break up Maxi and Spinelli, I will really go out to LA because...
Same thing here with... Yeah, I mean, I love Maxi and Spinelli. I've always did, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and Scrubs, Robin and Patrick, I know. I mean, if they're going to do that to these other couples... They've really lost a lot of viewers, and they're really stupid people.
You know, because think about it, they are doing it to every couple that makes sense.
They
are doing this to, like, you know, I mean, even Max and Diane. I mean, come on. I mean, they split them up for a while and then put them back together and everything. You know, I think it just, you know.
Kelly Monaco would, like she said, there was rumors that she was going to leave in the past, and I think that I read somewhere that's why they decided to put Jason and Liz in that year when they had the Night of Passion, because they thought Kelly Monaco was going to leave or something, and so they thought, well, they'll put Liz and Jason together. I think I read that somewhere and stuff like that, but no, she just...
Well, it did not... Oh, no, Heather, one of our callers, tweeted me and said, yeah, sorry, I can't be there. I'll be there next Monday. Well, I'm going to have to tell her the Monday after because, you know, I don't think we are going to have any callers, you know, the weekend, you know, of Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's gone. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, and I just checked my email and nothing. It never came back.
Well, email me again and then, because I don't think I got any. I got something from yesterday, the 27th.
Yeah,
I got your emails. Okay, yeah, I got them. Yeah.
Good. So, I mean, when you get mad, just email me because.
I'm going to.
I'm like, you know, I mean, I love Christy. I mean, I really do, but right now. I think she's given up until they are back together. And I have no one really to talk
in
a
hospital. I mean, I have
a hospital with.
I know. I.
You know, because
nobody
everyone
in my family watches soap operas, and I there's
really?
Never anybody here for me to vent to.
Oh my God, you have me. Okay,
have
you
to.
Have me. Because, you know, I mean, I'm at Young and the Restless, so breaking Nick and Fierce up every 5 seconds.
I know. My God's going through some problems, too, because of some secrets from each other.
But you know what? Those secrets, Nick wasn't emotionally ready to hear what Fierce had to say. I mean, that's how I look at it. I mean, I don't look at it like she was evil or being manipulative or whatever.
Yeah.
I think she was trying to honestly protect him. I love their storylines on there, but I miss them in hospital because, you know, when you've been watching for 25 years, 20 years, and you're not happy with the storyline, it's so hard to, you know.
I know.
Sit there and, you know, I watched all my soaps, like, on Sunday night, you know, from the TiVo, and I'm sitting there at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I have to remember that I live in an apartment because I want to scream. I wanted to scream out, what? But when you live in an apartment, you know, it's not the best thing to do about doing that because, you know, then they might...
You're crazy. What are you doing?
Exactly. So, you know,
and
now
the funny thing is that they're just fictional characters, but because soap operas are your escape. Your escape from
and,
like,
you know,
reality, and that's what I love,
you know,
about. That's sad to see a lot of, like, the CBS soaps going. Like, a lot of these soaps are being canceled. It's scary because we're not going to be able to come home to a show and just escape from reality for a while.
Exactly. And you know what scares me is, you know, as the Rotunes, they never had to really cancel it. You know, they never really had to cancel that show.
Which one is that one?
As the Rotunes and Guiding Light both.
Yeah, as the
They do not. They do not have, you know what? But I think because Sony owns it again.
Because
I did a couple of digging because I'm like, wait a moment, why would you do that? And, you know, I kind of looked into it, and that was the same way with Guiding Light. And then they put Let's Make a Deal on. I mean, that's what's on. Okay, that's what's on here for the Guiding Light.
I don't even know what's on here.
Yeah, so it's Let's Make a Deal. And I'm like, okay, God, let's make a deal. Get Jason and Liz back together, and I won't ask for you for anything for like a year or two.
I know. Sometimes I even dream about Jason and Liz.
Oh, my God, me too. Oh, my God. Okay. I am so glad. Oh, my gosh. Christy's going to be happy because, you know, I actually have someone to really talk to the hospital with because, you know, I think, she loved doing the, you know, Ladies on Radio, but I think because you, like, Date Live a Life, All My Kids, you know, all of them.
I have been watching soaps since I could remember, especially Days of Our Lives, I think was one of my first soaps that I think I watched, you know, and
I was
for a long time.
Yeah, when I was little, my grandma was watching it, and so I would always sneak in the room just to see what she was watching, and I remember her covering my eyes when there was, like, a sex scene or whatever, because she did not want to, like, talk. I don't know why she did that. But when my mom was pregnant with me, she was in the hospital the whole time she was pregnant with me. And I go, see, Mom, it's your fault. See, Mom, this obsession I have with Jason and Liz, it's really your fault. You just had to watch them when you were pregnant. And she goes, okay, blame me. Go ahead. But
Was she a big fan of, like, certain characters?
Think she liked Luke and Laura, and...
Yeah. I love Luke and Laura. I think, to me, in my opinion, Jason and Liz can be the next Luke and Laura.
Thank you. And some stupid magazine person said that Jason and Sam are the next Luke and Laura.
No way.
Yep. You know,
they don't have history. Jason and Liz has the family history. Their families are the Hardys, the Webbers.
Exactly.
Alexis, you know, and
Alexis,
they don't have a history.
No, and another thing, I don't think Alexis really is Sam's mother.
You know what, Carly? That's exactly when I was watching that today. I was thinking, is she really her mother?
I was thinking the same thing.
I was thinking the same damn thing.
Yeah, I was thinking too, Bab, because
like she's probably all snowed right now, thinking that, you know, she's got her sisters and her mother, and then, you know, in reality she's probably not even her mother.
Yeah, because number one, when they said Alexis had a doll in town way before, I always, you know, I cooked up this scenario in my head. I always thought Alexis was Liz, because they have never saw her.
Liz.
Okay, thank you.
I know. And you know what would have been really good, Carly, is if Liz turned out to be Sunny's sister or something.
Yeah, wow, yeah, you know, something
or
like
something.
That.
I mean, you know, that way she could always be in Jason's life somehow, you know, or something, you know, and especially when we didn't know Courtney for sure was going to be Sunny. Did we know right away that she was his sister?
No,
I
waited.
Yeah, I thought, well, you know, because once we found that she was his sister, I thought, why couldn't they have made it Liz or something, and then Liz could have gone with Jason or something.
Exactly.
The other way around.
You know? I mean, Sunny has always liked Liz. When Jason was out of the country or whatever, where is there anything you guys need help with? And, you know, I still remember when Sunny had to tell Jason, which I wish I could find it on YouTube, but when Sunny had to tell Jason that Emily needed to see her because she had breast cancer, and that then Liz came to make sure that Jason was okay. I mean,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It was like one of those moments, like, you know, I personally love.
Me too. And I was reading fan fictions, you know, the fan fictions.
Yeah.
There was a fan fiction where she was actually Sunny's sister, and Sunny didn't know it, but she was coming into town, and, you know, and Jason fell in love with her, and, you know, she turned out to be his sister. You know, I guess she was coming to look for her brother or whatever, and then she found out Sunny was his sister, and that she was his, you know, and I thought, oh, my gosh, why can't they do something like that on General Hospital, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
She was
in
the mob. She was the head of the mob or something herself.
Oh, my God. You know what I always thought would be funny, too, because then I would probably pee my pants for the rest of my life. I always thought, you know, Spinelli could be Sunny's father.
Oh, my God.
Just because he just, I mean, I feel so sorry for Spinelli.
There were some scenes between Sunny and Spinelli back in, like, 06 or 07.
Yes.
When they were in the office together and Sunny, like, pulled his ear or was, like, bringing a knife. Or not pulling his ear, but he's bringing some.
Yes,
knife.
I know. I mean, a lot of people don't like Spinelli, but whenever I hear that, I get mad.
He is, like, the comic relief on that show, too.
Yes.
You know?
You know, yeah, I mean, and he's really nice to look at, too. So, you know what, and, you know, I wish people would just stop it with, you know, oh, well, the only way Jason and Liz could ever be together is if he left the mob. No, wait a moment.
No.
Why does he...
together while he's in the mob. She's not asking him to give up his life. She knows his life.
You know, and
he'll protect her. He could protect her.
And I get mad about, the fans that say that, Jason and Liz should never be together because of the mob. And I'm like, what does Jason have to do for a living? You know, it's not like he's going to tell Jake one day when he gets older, son, I kill for a living.
Yeah.
No, not even Sonny did that with Michael Morgan. He almost leaves the business at the office and never takes it home for the boys.
Yeah.
You know, the only one time he might have, said something wrong is when Emily died and Michael said, Dad, go after them and kill them. That's what you
and remember Uncle, that scene.
Yeah, that's what you and Uncle Jason do. And he's like, and Sonny had to think before he reacted and, and whenever they kill someone like Sonny and Jason, I always think, that person did deserve to die, so it's not really, bad that they killed this person. I mean, because...
Yeah, they just kill people that deserve it. It's not like that they're... Yeah, I agree with you, too. I mean...
Yeah, because with the way, Manny... Oh, God, I hated him.
Oh, Manny, yeah.
Yeah, and I keep thinking, he could come back. He could really come back and fuck us all up, Because,
I wish, I hate to say this, but maybe Manny could come back, kidnap Liz or something, and Jason could
That's
go out.
That's what I think. That's what I think. Yeah, because it's, been way too long.
I just don't get why the writers are not putting them together as friends. They have a son together. They can't acknowledge that they're friends and they got a son together. Are they even acknowledging the fact that Jake is Jason? Or, are they even acknowledging the fact that he's got a son and, and they're totally forgetting about it.
Exactly.
That's probably what the writers' intentions are, is people could forget about it, that they have a son together, and that we'll not want them together anymore. But no way, we can't forget the history. They're trying to make us forget history. History on soaps.
And you know what? Okay. And you know what? Yeah, they've always said Alexis had a doll way back, so they did not make that history up because she told Ned, I had a dollar out there, but I think they made up history when they put Kelly Monaco and her together. No, Alexis had never said who's the father of Sam.
Yeah. Oh, supposedly, next year they're going to look into the father. That's going to be another storyline for Sam. They're going to try to delve into the father.
I don't mind him, but I think... I think sometimes Jason and Sam fans are trying to, make it out to be more than it actually is.
You know what? I even was reading that some of the jams, the Sam and Jason fans are even getting fed up with their so-called couple. They don't like what's happening. They don't like that. Well, the I love you scene was nothing really to really hooray about. I don't think it was one of those like, oh my God, I love you so much scenes. It was just I love you or something like that. It wasn't really anything to really go bragging about.
Exactly.
Compared to our I love you scenes we've had in the past. My God.
See, they are tanking, and I'm sorry, if people don't want to believe this, look at the ratings, people. Look at, everything.
Especially on the days that Sam and Jason are on.
Yes.
That's proof positive that they're not working. Why isn't Brian Franz and the powers that be looking at that? Why don't they just freaking...
Because I think They are paying Kelly way too much,
oh,
and they know it.
Really?
Think about it. And then they know it, and they always screw it up. That's
and you
I
know what? Them. Steve Burton and Rebecca Herbst and her husband, they're all friends. They're all really
yeah.
good friends. And, you know, Scott Reeves and everything. You know, and you can see the chemistry. That's where the friendship,
yeah.
you can see that.
Yeah,
they have
exactly.
On and off screen. And
yeah.
you
know,
oh,
and oh, my God. You know what Steve said in an interview recently?
What did he say?
Oh, sometimes I sleep over at Becky's house.
Yes.
I mean, you've never heard about Kelly and Steve. Have
and you
not?
Know I read somewhere that he didn't like working with Kelly.
No, he said repeatedly.
oh, and I just don't get how they whitewash, why they whitewash. Sam, there is no way that Jason, after saying, I'll kill you,
yes.
I will kill you, I will kill you. And he meant it back then. Why all of a sudden they just totally whitewashed these her character to make her... You know, the angel of Port Trial saving Jake and stuff like that. It could have been, it should have been Liz and Jason that went after Jake, not Sam.
I agree.
You know? I think you said that once. It should have been Liz to go after
yes.
the son.
And, you know,
her son.
Between you and I know that we are not streaming at all.
Okay.
That means we are off, you know. Do not ever go. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do, but don't ever go to In the Zone Radio. Have you heard about In the Zone?
In the Zone Radio? Is that what we're
yeah.
is that what we're
no,
on?
No, 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 no. We are on Daytime After Dark, but there's a program called In the Zone where they talk about soaps and stuff.
Oh.
But,
no, I haven't heard about that.
Okay, well, I used to call in there all the time before I got my own.
Uh-huh.
Because the reason why I got my own show is because I was sick of on there. They really trust Rebecca Herbst.
Oh, my
and
God.
They pimp Sam out and even the host. You know,
oh my
Ryan
God.
is not loyal to... Anyone,
yeah.
he's just doing like the popular couple at the time, and
oh, his name's Ryan, right? Is that
yeah?
Oh, I think I've checked that show out. I had never
okay.
called in, but I would listen
okay,
to it.
Okay, well, don't because then he kind of attacked me and Christy in a big
really?
Way. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard Christy because you know I don't want her to get more mad, but. Yeah, because some other hostess on Blog Talk trashed Sam all the time. And you should not do that. And I'm like, we don't trash her. We just speak what's on our mind. And
yeah.
just because we are not in love with Kelly Monaco and we don't like her on that show doesn't mean there's anything wrong with us. It means we just don't like the pairing.
Yeah,
and,
we're not trashing the actress.
Yeah, and
we're
just you know,
the character. We're, well, you know, we're just yeah,
well,
just
yeah,
like the character.
And so he said on the show, you know, I want people to stop calling her sluts and everything. And I'm like, but what about Rebecca? What about Rebecca? It's okay what they are doing her.
Exactly.
Okay.
And what they say, did they say anything? Did you ask them that, or you just think, you're just, that's,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
That's like, you know, with me, if my friend or something, they were so going with my friend on her side, and they're not defending me or something.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's
and you know
why
what, Jason and Liz, how, you know, the fans that call in there, how long have they been fans of the show? Not very long.
No,
you know,
so,
we've been fans of the show forever. And
you know, and
if they would really know the character of Liz, they wouldn't be bashing her.
No,
you know,
no,
they,
no.
Do they even know she was raped? Do they even know she went?
Oh,
you know,
it doesn't matter because Sam is a more character. And that's like
a perfect character. I guess because they love the adventure. Jason and Sam, the adventure couple.
But what? Jason and Liz can be adventurous too.
They could be adventurous too. And
yeah.
Jason and Sam, they can't be like that forever.
No.
They have to settle down and have a family, and that's where Liz comes in.
Exactly.
You know?
And you, yeah, and oh my God, you know, I'm so glad. I mean, I don't know how you ever found my soul, but
I think I found you because I was listening to Christy's show a long time ago because I was on one of the boards, and I called in a long time ago, one of her very first shows, and then you were on there too. It was just a couple weeks ago when I called. I got a kick out of you on one of the shows.
Because everyone is being so political correct nowadays, and I'm sick of it. I mean, that's why I think, you know, the only words I have for my soul is, okay, we cannot say the F word when we are on air because it might look really bad, but besides that, I don't care. People need to speak their mind. I just feel like Ryan.
Exactly. If they could go bash Elizabeth.
Yeah,
you
know,
we can bash the whole Sam, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? And I'm so mad at Soap Opera Weekly right now because Soap Opera Digest, one of those things, had a picture, and the outside of it said, oh, this is a hole now that sees up with Nick.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Sam slept with Rick. Sam has slept with Sonny.
Uh-huh.
Sam has slept with Jax. Sam has slept with Jason. You know, Liz is only... Oh, my gosh. You know what?
Yes.
That pisses me off.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
So, you know what? That's why I was going to just tell you, don't call in on that show because if you...
No, I'm not.
Yeah, Jason and Liz fan... You get really booed out there, and you're even sorry you called because
they'll kick
you
me
know?
Off the show probably because I'll be a big Liz and Jason fan, you know.
Well, yeah, because you know, and Ryan, I really don't like Ryan right now because he's like, oh, well, they belong together, and I'm like,
who belong together? That Jason and Sam belong together.
Yes.
I think I listened to one of the shows he had, especially for late liaison fans. That's why, because he had a special show for liaison.
But if you remember, he wasn't gung-ho on
the
show.
Oh, yeah, he was. I think I could tell. I could sense that he was more of a J-Scam fan.
And that's why I'm, you know, tonight I called in just to promote myself. And they were talking about Days of Our Life, thank God, because if they were talking about the Ace, I think I would have went off. But since they were talking about Days, I did not go off, and I just promoted myself, like, really, really quick, because I know, people know where my loyalties are, and it's not to Jason and Sam. It never will be.
And we have every right to be, you know, bashing Sam and Jason, because we have been longtime fans for 10 years, and Sam and Jason have been together for a few years. I mean, come on, weigh it, the history. Would you rather have, Jason and Liz and their history, the love that they have for each other, or a freaking adventure couple that, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what to say about them anymore.
Yeah, I know. And, that's why
it's like watching paint dry.
Yes.
It's literally like watching paint dry on the TV screen.
I've read somewhere people
trashing Jason and Liz, they say the same thing. Oh, it's like there's no chemistry between Jason
and Liz. Oh, my God. Yeah, right. By the way,
what are they watching? They're not watching what I'm watching.
Because the way they look at each other, even across the room, you know it.
I know. When she was a long time ago, she was talking to her sister at Kelly's when he came back. I think it was the second or third time. I don't remember. But he walked right into Kelly's, And he just, she just, they looked right into each other. They looked at each other, and you could tell right there what they were thinking about.
Well,
you know?
Exactly. And you know what the thing is, you know, they did not have to have sex with each other
they
overnight.
They don't have sex with they,
no.
That's what all the JSON fans want to see is the freaking sex. That's all they want. They don't want they don't want to see the love. They don't want to see the affection. They just want to see them go on an adventure and have him hit his head and have sex. Or have a freaking building go on his head. That was the stupidest thing.
Yeah, and I
remember.
Life,
he would not have sex with somebody who just had
and I remember when the train, you know, when the train, when they did that train.
The
thing
train storyline?
Yes. Okay. And when he found out that Elizabeth, you know, was a hood, but, you know, was also, you know, she wasn't going to make it out alive, he went back. I mean, him and Luke, you know, Luke helped him, you know, get in that tunnel because he had Carly in the tunnel. He had Liz in the tunnel, you know, and he wasn't so concentrating on, I have to get to Sam. No, he was more concentrating on, I have to get to Carly and Liz. You know, it was like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what, to be honest, if Sam and Elizabeth were in a burning building, who would he save? The mother of his child or Sam? He would save the mother of his child for sure.
And you know what? If Carly was trapped in a building between Carly and Sam, you know, he would pick Carly.
He would pick Carly in a heartbeat. That's what's going to be happening. I think Franco is going to take Sam, Lulu, and Carly, and Jason has to choose which one to save.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I read that.
You know what? But he also treats Lulu. I love the relationship with Lulu and Jason, too, because he knows that's Carly's cousin, but he really likes her, and, you know, he helped her out of the mental institution.
Yeah.
So I don't think he will ever leave Carly and Lulu in a situation.
He would not. I mean, I remember the scene when they were in the, when Jason was in prison and Sam, and they were ending the relationship. Or I forgot what scene it was.
Yeah.
Sam goes,
okay,
"You're always gonna put Carly before me," and,
well,
and that's true. And now and then he's like, "Well, I have to now I have to think about in that in it." And she's like, "Well, what did she say?" He's like, or something. He's like, "Now I have to think about my family, like Jake and Elizabeth, you know, or something like that." I forgot. I don't know.
And you know.
But, these writers, they can't totally keep Liz out of his life because there's going to be a situation where Liz is going to be in trouble and she's going to need his help.
Exactly.
You know?
And, you know the situation that you just told me about with Jason, Carly, and Lulu, I believe that he will get Carly and Lulu out of there as fast as he can, only because I think he knows Carly. If that's his best friend, he would die for her. Everyone knows that. And he will also die almost for Lulu only because, you know, he felt responsible about not really taking care of Scotty Baldwin when Scotty was really harassing her and about Laura. So and when they were on that road trip to get Spinelli, they bonded too. So, but with Sam, I think he would leave her there to die if it came between those two.
I think so, too. I honestly think so. And I just don't know. The writers, I don't know. And Bob Goose originally wrote for Jason and Liz. He's the one that started that relationship. And you could tell in his writing that he did, with Liz, I mean, with what I've caught on YouTube with Jason and Sam, that he doesn't, the writing isn't in there anymore for them. Even though
I know, that's why I think if we put the pressure on ABC now and not wait, you know, everyone wants to wait for a couple of months, but I can't. I'm sick of this.
I am so. I don't think I could wait. I can't even wait a day. If we have to wait a whole year, I don't know. I want them together like next week.
Huh? Yeah. It's like watching paint dry.
I'm watching Jason and Liz right now on DVD, and I'm watching it right now back. I'm watching the 06 year, and I'm like, it's making me miss them even more. Knowing that they're not together right now is making me sad watching them right now, you know, on the DVD. And knowing that they have a child together and they're not acknowledging it, it's pathetic. And, you know, like on Y&R and on Days of Her Life, people who had a child together would stay friends. And they would
You know, I mean, you don't see Bo and Hope not talking.
Because
it's Serena.
Yeah.
So my thing that I will always say is General Hospital is so messed up.
It's so messed up. Mm. The staff writers were much better writers when they're writing for Jason and Liz than Bob Guza is.
Well, yeah, and remember, you know, I wish we could see more of the Robin and Sunny relationship too.
I do too. And you know what? I was talking about Jason and Robin, I don't want them really, because I don't think they'll never ever go back to that relationship that they
have.
I really want them to be more, because they're, you know, best friends, like. Just be friends. Just integrate more with, because Robin and Jason and Sunny were like, I loved them. They were really good together, you know?
But, I think with Robin and Jason, I think since they moved on different paths, I don't think they don't mean to make them in a scene, but I remember when Robin got married to Patrick, and she told both of them, you have to be on my right. I don't care what, you know, the mob happened. I need you two here, and both of them showed up.
Yes.
You know, for Robin's wedding.
Robin and Jason, they both saved each other's lives. Robin and Jason both, when he got brain damage and he didn't, you know, she saved him, and he saved her, you know, and so they're always going to have that special bond, ever since she's been on the show now, they've had interactions with each other. You know, there's always going to be that close connection. If Robin, Carly, and Sam were all in a burning building together, you know, Sam would be the last, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, his loyalty to Liz and Carly. I mean, his OTs are half, you know, but Liz knows.
Yeah.
Liz knows it in her heart. Well, you need to go save Carly, too, because she's not going to come between, you know, Liz would never come between Jason and Carly the way Sam has. You know, Liz, because of the mustard tears and what she had with Nick and Emily and Lucky, she knows that, you know, people need to, you know, have that
close
relationship.
She knows what friendship's all about, and that you do anything to be your best friend. Sam doesn't have any friends
that. No. Well, I mean, her and Maxie are kind of friends.
Oh, yeah, they're kind of like that. Yeah.
But I think Maxie knows if that will ever happen. I think Maxie even knows Jason would save Liz and Carly before saving Sam.
I know. And you know why I think I always like Jason and Liz together? Because I stopped watching it when the Robin thing, because I knew that was going to end their relationship, and I had always liked Robin before that happened, before she told AJ, you know. And I think because of the fact when they were bringing Liz and Jason together, I liked her because she was like, she was sweet. She was just an innocent girl, you know, and she lost her, you know, the love of her life, Lucky at the time or whatever. And, you know, because I couldn't have Robin, you know, Liz to me kind of reminded me of Robin in a way, you know, but Liz would never, ever, you know, do anything for Jason to not trust her anymore. you know, and stuff like that. But
you know,
there
comes a time where, you know, I think if Monica, Sam, Carly, Lulu, you know, people who, you know, they would totally save everyone. He would save Monica and Lulu and Carly, and there's a Molly Lee family in there.
He should just that. Oh God, the ship has sailed for Jason and Sam. I don't know. Do you ever remember a soap opera doing that, breaking a couple up and bringing them right back together again when something happens to make that person? I've never seen that.
You know what? And my friend Cyber, who, you know, comes on sometimes on here, you know, kind of got pissed off at me one night because I just don't like Jonathan Jackson back as Lucky. And, you know, that's just how I feel. I've never loved Lucky. I was never this Lucky fan. I was never a Lucky fan to begin with. So it's like, okay, Nick and Liz and Emily, I love Lucky. I could have done without.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree too, because I liked Lucky. I mean, I liked Lucky. I always liked Lucky and Emily for some reason when they were, because they were friends.
I think that's why
I never liked him with Liz, because I always wanted him to be with Emily, because, they were really good friends, and they grew up together, and I thought they were together. And then when Liz came into the picture, he was with his sister, her sister, Sarah. And I liked Lucky with Sarah, you know. And then, you know, of course, when Liz got raped, you know, and I had a feeling they were going to bring that together, they were going to get together because he was going to help her, because he found her and he helped her through it. Even though she got raped, you know, and that was a tragic thing that happened to her, and it brought them closer, I still didn't see the chemistry, you know, between the two of them. And I don't see the chemistry now. The chemistry is not there at all. It's not there, and I think that's why they brought him back. They want to bring back the viewers, probably.
You can't.
From the past.
You can't bring back. There are no Lucky and Liz viewers left, I don't think.
Because that's been 10 years since Jonathan Jackson's been on the show. And to fire somebody who's taken the role over Lucky for 7 years, and he was doing a really good job with it. I liked Greg Vaughn. I mean, I still didn't like Lucky and Liz together, but I liked him with Sam. I mean, I liked Lucky with Sam, and they fucking screwed that up, you know, and stuff like that. I mean, fire Greg Vaughn, I have a feeling that's what they did, that they're not really confirming anything. Just to bring Jonathan Jackson back, you know, and just
there
for that.
There was no loyalty with that. Leonard Hofstra was not loyal to Greg Vaughn.
They were. He was not. He was seven. Was it 7 years he was on the show? Was he
I
played,
think
like,
so. Yeah.
For 7 years, how can you fire somebody after 7 years when he had a big fan base, and when Lucky and Sam were a huge fan base? Well, not as huge as Liaison, but they were getting there, and to totally just fire him, and even Rebecca Herbst was really upset about it. She was disappointed about that, you know, because they were good, they were friends, and to fire somebody just to bring in an old character, old actor to play, who originated the role was not a good move on their part.
Rebecca Hood has said in interviews she doesn't think Jason and Liz are 100% over.
Is that what she said?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
They cannot be over, because they never, when they ended their relationship, when they broke up, it wasn't final. I didn't see anything final in there. There was nothing like, I don't know exactly what Jason said. Did he say, I can't see you anymore? Or what was his words to him?
To be honest, I'm never to this
You've
day.
You've never seen it? You don't
I can't.
To.
I can, because it's like, he broke up with me, too, so, I mean. I know that sounds bad, doesn't it? That sounds horrible.
When I knew it was happening. I knew that I watched the spoilers or was doing spoilers, and I knew that was coming. And I just was just curious to see how they were gonna do it. And
okay.
It was in the courtroom, and when they went, you could see they're crying. They're both crying, and I thought, how can they do this to us fans to break up Jason and Liz, you know, like that, like.